Nice, nice. There you go. You got to keep it under the, got to keep it in the DL there. I got you. Okay, okay. Yeah, the money can go very quickly on these things if you let it, for sure. I mean, you could just borrow probably pretty much indefinitely one of the club radios. They've all but mine have come back to the EOC, so you could even just borrow one of those. They're D-Star, but the D-Star repeaters aren't, you know, running anymore, but just sitting there looking pretty in the rack, but they're not powered up, thanks to yours truly. But we've got those, and they're 2 meter, 70 centimeter radios. Mike had one in his truck for a while. He returned that kit. We have four kits, and I think I have kit one at my house, which I'm not using. I mean, you could use that one too, but we don't have the long cables, the remote faceplate cables. I think Mike bought one. He might even sell you that one, or sell it to you, cheap or whatever. But he bought a kit, one of the. I mean, it's just an Ethernet cable, basically. You could just make your own, but you can buy them pretty cheap on eBay. You can buy them cheap enough, it's not really worth making one, in my opinion. But you can make one, either which way. Just get the pinouts and wire up an Ethernet cable. I think it's just a crossover cable. I think it's what Yaesu is, at least. But it's not those aren't Yaesu, at least my Yaesus don't use the RDH45. They use an RDH12, 11 or 12. It's a pin, whatever connector. So, but yeah, as long as you know the wiring scheme, you can just make up your own cable. But yeah, you could borrow one of those to get you an actual mobile radio in your vehicle. I mean, somebody might as well use them. So just a thought. KD8 DAX.